Hello and welcome to episode 234 of the Remix Movement Podcast. Bah, 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 bah. thank you so much for tuning in. Like I told you, it is Friday the 20th. Today is the 23rd. Woo! My goodness, I almost lost track of the day. Today is the day before Christmas Eve. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am happy to be your host, Stephanie. And I just want to take some time to say thank you for your support, for your love, for sharing, and for being a part of our family, for tuning in. And I just bless you and I bless your life, all right? So I know everybody's getting their last minute gifts today. Some people had them the day off. Some people are preparing their food. I know at my house, I was making some flan, cheese flan, Puerto Rican. And yeah, we're ready to have my family this year come to my house. So I'm excited for that. I'm also excited to be going to a candlelight Christmas Eve service with my husband. That's going to be something very special. So I don't want to take too much of your time because everybody's festivities are in the area. But I do want to take some time to pray because it is Friday, Friday Prayer Wave. That's what this episode is about. This is the 46th Friday Prayer Wave. We got one more before the end of the year. And there's so many great things I have or I want to do for next year. I want to do, you know, sometimes we want to do certain things and God changes it. But I got some things that I want to do. So I just want to surrender my plans to God. So let's go ahead and let's pray. Thank you for joining us. All right. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here, God. We thank you for lifting us up, for giving us a place that we can call home. God, take over our atmosphere, whether we're in the car getting ready to do our last minute shopping or if we are getting food ready for our last minute dinner before we meet with family and friends for Christmas Eve and for Christmas Day. God, I thank you so much for 2022. It has changed our lives. It has made markers. It has brought so many ups and downs. It has been a year, God. Every year brings new things, new adventures, new experiences, God. And we just want to say thank you. Some of us have gone through trials and we've come out stronger. Some of us are still going through journeys where we're waiting for God to reveal himself and give us the desires of our heart. And if you're one of those people that you're still struggling, I just want you to know, keep holding on. Don't give up. But God, thank you so much for planting this ministry in our hearts, for giving us the time to be able to share with people what you have for them through this podcast. God, I thank you so much for all the lives that have been changed by this podcast, people that it has ministered to them, it has helped them, and it has drawn them closer to God. God, I thank you so much for protecting us and guiding us through this holiday season. I pray, God, that you give us peace no matter where we are, whether we're traveling or we're at home, whether we're hosting or we're visitors. Regardless of what we're doing, God, we pray that you be the center of our Christmas and you bring us peace, God. If there's anything that we want, Lord, it's peace. We want peace for the remainder of this year. We want peace for 2023. And God, we just want to make sure that we understand that you are the reason for the season, not anyone else, God. You are the reason that we have breath. You are the reason that we are here. You are the reason that there is hope. And God, we thank you so much because you are the reason we're alive. You are the reason that we are surrounded by people who love us, God. God, I thank you so much for bringing your son into this world in the most humblest form, for allowing him to be the savior of the world, to be the savior of our hearts, and to just change us, to take us out of our sin, God, and to allow us to live in a life where mercy and favor are put on our life. Mercy and grace, Lord. God, I thank you so much for those who maybe this holiday season you don't have family around you. It's the first time that you're not with a loved one or the first time that you're by yourself. God, protect these people so they don't feel lonely. We know we can't be lonely if we're in your presence. So if there are people out there that they feel like they're just not by a tree, or they're not singing Christmas carols, they're not opening gifts, God, just let them be satisfied with your presence. Let them be satisfied with your Holy Spirit. Let them be satisfied with who you are, God. God, I thank you so much because you are removing loneliness out of our heart and you're replacing it with just thanksgiving, God. Thanksgiving for everything that we have, Lord, for our health and for our life. And God, I pray, Lord, that you restore relationships at the end of this year, that you can allow us to build new relationships with people, that you allow us to find new people, to make new friends and make new business partners and make new coworkers. God, open up this season so that we can open up our hearts to others, that we can forgive others and that we can be empathetic to others, that we can see things how they see it and not just how we are selfishly. God, we thank you so much because you are moving in our lives in a way that maybe we're not ready for, or we feel like we're not ready, but we know that as long as we're trusting in you, we are ready for what you have for us, God. God, we thank you so much for just allowing me and Lewis to be able to have our family members here with us, God, allowing both families to come together. I really do know, and I pray, God, that every holiday will be one where we'll look forward to seeing one another. We'll look forward to sharing some food, breaking some bread, singing carols, playing dominoes, whatever it is, God. I thank you because with every holiday, God, it's going to be one that is just going to make me and Lewis feel so welcomed and so loved and so grateful, and just prepare the atmosphere for when our kids come, whenever you decide to bring them, Lord. God, we thank you for the journey that we've been on. God, I pray for anyone else that may be suffering with infertility, people that maybe this holiday season you're just struggling because you don't have those kids that you've been asking God for. You don't have those kids that you've been praying for. But it's okay. There's a journey for everyone, and God is by your side. So trust him if he wants you to continue with your treatment. Trust him if he wants you to look into adoption. Trust him if he's looking for you to do surrogacy. Trust God. Put him first in your decisions. God, I pray for those that maybe they're not dealing with the infertility journey, but they're dealing with relationship journey. Every year they get by their family members and their friends like, well, when are you getting married? Or when are you going to have a boyfriend? Or when are you going to have a girlfriend? And there's this weird thing that they feel like they're missing something. They're missing someone. God, I pray, Lord, that they may be able to stick for themselves and say, you know what? You don't need to worry about me. I know that God is taking care of things. I know that God is going to bring me my husband, my wife. God is going to bring me my girlfriend or boyfriend. And in the right time, then things are going to work out the way they're supposed to, because God is going to do it, Lord. God, I pray that those people that are in relationship with those that do not know you will feel conviction in their heart to be drawn to your temple, Lord, that they may choose to tell their boyfriend and girlfriend, hey, I believe in God. Jesus is the reason for the season. I want you to go to church with me. God, let them be able to bring in their boyfriend and girlfriend to Christ. And maybe that's what they need so they can get closer to you as well, God, that they may both seek you, God. God, I believe with all my heart that if you put two people together and they both love you, then they'll be able to love each other and be able to have a beautiful matrimony, a beautiful relationship, and be able to have a beautiful family. If that's all I want for my family, Lord, you know that's something that's been on my mind. It's been on my heart. God, I thank you because there are people that are getting new houses, even though it may seem like right now is not a good time to buy a house because of the interest rate, because of the number of houses coming and going, new construction. God, I thank you for people that are just getting the keys to their brand new houses. Maybe there's some people that are just getting keys to their brand new cars. Maybe there's some people that are just getting the keys to their brand new record label. Maybe there's some people that are just getting the keys to whatever it is that they wanted, have been praying for and asking God for. Maybe there's some people that are just getting the keys to a brand new relationship with you, God. But God, I thank you because those keys are a symbol that greater things are yet to come, and that those things may be materialistic, but God is still in control of them. God, I thank you because whoever is getting a new house, that house will serve the Lord. Whoever is getting a new car, that car will be able to take them to and from their job, to and from the church, to and from their family members. God, I pray that anybody that's getting a brand new baby, that they will be able to bring that child and raise them up in the word of the Lord. Anybody who's getting a brand new ministry, that they may put you first in that ministry so that they can go off and tell the world more about Jesus Christ. God, I pray, Lord, that every single thing that is brand new, that is coming towards the end of this year and the beginning of next year, that they may be surrendered totally to you, God. And God, I thank you so much for the joy of the Lord that is our strength, God. The joy of the Lord that comes with who you are, God. We don't serve you because of what you do. We serve you because of who you are. God, you are an amazing God. God, you are our great provider. You are our healer. You are our savior. You are our Lord. God, I thank you so much because you are our everything, the beginning and the end, God. You are our future and you are our beginning. And God, we thank you because you are almighty. God, we love you so much and we thank you. Let us have a wonderful Christmas, Christmas Eve, and New Year's. And guys, please come back. There are only 2 episodes left of this podcast. All right, let me close the prayer. Hold on. In the name of Jesus, amen. But yes, guys, there are only 2 more episodes left of the Remix Movement podcast for 2022. So please come back. We got 2 episodes coming in next week, and I want you guys to be there to receive it and to share it. All right. Thank you guys so much, and God bless. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you and God bless.